It's the cinematic event of the year. Critics say incredible, jaw-dropping, action-packed with savings.
You're talking about Thunderbolts?
No, Sergey, it's 2-for-1 cinema tickets from Compare the Market. A wonderful offer.
So?
That you can use to see Marvel Studios Thunderbolts only in cinemas.
Woohoo! I'll get the popcorn.
Get 2-for-1 cinema tickets every Tuesday or Wednesday with Compare the Market. Simples!
When you take out a qualifying product for Compare the Market, one membership per year, participating cinemas, 2 standard tickets only, cheap as free. T's and C's apply.
Here's your TNB Tech Minute for Tuesday, May 6th. I'm Victoria Craig for The Wall Street Journal. Artificial intelligence has already replaced hundreds of human resources workers at IBM. That's the news from the company's chief executive, Arvind Krishna, who told The Wall Street Journal the move has allowed IBM to instead invest in hiring more software engineers, sales, and marketing people. Krishna added that overall employment at the company has increased and humans are deployed in positions that focus less on what he calls rote process work and more human-to-human interaction. Staying in big tech, Cisco took the wraps off a prototype of its new quantum chip and opened a quantum lab as it looks to accelerate its work in the ultra-fast computing sphere. Cisco developed the chip in collaboration with UC Santa Barbara. The company says the chip is designed to work with existing fiber optic infrastructure and enable quantum networks to scale and connect with quantum processors for practical applications. Elsewhere, DoorDash said today it struck a deal to buy British food delivery company Deliveroo for nearly $4 billion. The deal is meant to increase the San Francisco-based company's global presence since the combined company will operate in more than 40 countries, serving about 50 million active users each month. Together, the two companies last year generated $90 billion in gross order value. The deal, which is still subject to shareholder and regulatory approval, is expected to close in the fourth quarter. And finally, a federal judge ruled last month that Google created a monopoly in advertising. Now, the Justice Department recommends Google sell two of its ad businesses to address the concern. The DOJ recommends selling AdX, which is a platform where advertisers and publishers can buy and sell ads. And Google, it says, should also divest its ad platform for publishers. But the tech giant said not only is this action unwarranted, it wouldn't be feasible because the source code wouldn't work outside of Google. The company also said it respectfully disagrees with the court's finding and plans to appeal the ruling. For a deeper dive into what's happening in tech, check out Wednesday's Tech News Briefing podcast.